Welcome to Oncology Data Advisor, where we explore the latest advances in cancer research and patient care. Thanks for listening to this episode. Be sure to visit oncdata.com for more content, including expert perspectives from leading oncology thought leaders, FDA approvals, patient advocacy, and much more. And don't forget to subscribe to Oncology Data Advisor on social media to stay up to date on the latest videos, podcasts, and more.
Hi, everyone. Today, I have the pleasure of being joined by Dr. Christopher Liu. Dr. Liu served as chair of iThreeHealth's online activity and meeting series last year, hitting the target in HER2-positive metastatic colorectal cancer. With more advances occurring in this field since recording, Dr. Liu is now sitting down with us again to share some of the research updates from the past year. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
To start off, would you like to introduce yourself and share a little bit about what you do?
Sure. My name is Chris Liu. I'm a GI medical oncologist here at the University of Colorado Cancer Center. Specialize in colorectal cancer, and we're investigating immunotherapy strategies for metastatic colorectal cancer, as well as the rising incidence of early onset colorectal cancer in our young adult population, and trying to figure out why that is and how we can treat our patients better.
Great. So to dive into the conversation, have there been any new advances in HER2-positive metastatic colorectal cancer treatment and management that have occurred since last June when this activity was recorded?
Yeah, so when we recorded the activity for HER2 amplification in colorectal cancer, there was some data actually presented at the ASCO annual meeting in 2023, looking at the DESTINY-CRC-02 study. So in the recording, we talked about DESTINY-CRC-01, which looked at trastuzumab deruxtecan in patients with HER2 amplified metastatic colorectal cancer. The 02 study is one that we'll be talking about in future lectures. But in this particular study, they looked at two different doses of trastuzumab deruxtecan, a higher and a lower dose, looking at outcomes, showing that overall survival results were actually fairly similar, even with the lower dose of trastuzumab deruxtecan, which obviously has advantages whenever you're talking about just trying to limit toxicities and obviously give patients effective therapy, but with as little side effects as possible. One of the other things that we're kind of really looking into is the impact of HER2 amplification on the use of anti-EGFR therapy for patients with metastatic colorectal cancer, because there is some data that's emerged suggesting that HER2 amplification is a resistance mechanism to our anti-EGFR agents, cetuximab and panitumumab. There has been some recent data looking back at an old trial, CALGB-80405. This looked at chemotherapy with bevacizumab versus chemotherapy with cetuximab in patients with RAS wild-type metastatic colorectal cancer. And when they look back at that population, they did not see a similar association of HER2-mediated resistance against cetuximab. And so this is a little bit of an evolving field, and another thing that practitioners need to keep in mind in terms of selecting anti-EGFR therapy for this highly select group of patients.
It's great to know. It's really exciting to hear about all these new updates. So are there any ongoing trials or research in this space that you're looking forward to seeing results of?
Yeah, you know, when we look at the impact of anti-HER2 therapy, particularly trastuzumab with tucatinib and trastuzumab deruxtecan in the later lines setting for our patients with metastatic colorectal cancer, a lot of these trials are now moving it up earlier in lines of therapy. And so there's a Mountaineer study looking at chemotherapy in combination with trastuzumab and tucatinib in the frontline setting. So these are patients that have previously not been treated for their metastatic colorectal cancer. And these trials are ongoing. I'm not sure when they're going to report out, but these are some of the trials that are happening currently that we're looking forward to hearing about in the near future.
Great. Looking forward to that as well. Are you currently involved in any CRC research that you'd like to highlight?
Yeah, a lot of the work that we're doing here at the University of Colorado is really trying to focus on why immunotherapy doesn't work for a majority of our patients with microsatellite stable metastatic colorectal cancer. We're doing some laboratory work and translational work looking at different combinations of immunotherapy in combination with targeted therapy. And we actually have several investigator-initiated trials really investigating, can we utilize immunotherapy combinations for these patients that traditionally don't respond to immunotherapy? So, you know, again, very, very early and early phase clinical trials, but still something that we're just trying to provide some hope for our patients and obviously look for newer combinations to give our patients with microsatellite stable metastatic colorectal cancer.
Absolutely. So with all these ongoing and new advances that you're mentioning, what are you most looking forward to seeing in the treatment and management of this disease in the coming years?
I think it really does center around, well, what are some of the things that we can do from an immunotherapy standpoint for our patients? Because again, only 4% of our patients are MSI high, and that's the patient population that's most likely to respond to immunotherapy. So I think what you'll see really over the next year or so is the use of immunotherapies for patients that do not have liver metastases. And you're going to see some of these trials come out, particularly in patients that have, say, lung-only metastases. There's some suggestion in earlier phase studies that these patients may actually respond to certain types of immunotherapy or immunotherapy combination strategies. So in that patient population, which is, fairly sizable still, we're going to look for data in that patient population. We're also starting to see newer immunotherapies like CAR T therapy really coming into the clinical trial arena for solid tumors, and colorectal cancer is one of those. And so those are some of the things that we're excited about as well.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing all of that. So my final question for you is, do you have any messages or words of advice for clinicians who treat patients with this disease, especially right now with March being Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month?
That's right. I mean, obviously, kind of two things. Number one, it's nice that this month is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month because we're just seeing such a rise in early onset colorectal cancer. And so, raising awareness will really save lives, as well as just informing the public in terms of what they should be looking for in terms of risk factors and warning signs. The second thing is, this program is really focused on HER2-amplified metastatic colorectal cancer, but it's part of a much bigger picture that's really developing in metastatic colorectal cancer, where biomarker analysis is really starting to guide therapy for a higher percentage of patients. We certainly, as physicians and providers, we want to have more and more targeted therapy options for our patients. That provides our patients the opportunity to live longer with their disease, but also live better if they have limited side effects. So the key really is, we're talking about HER2 as a biomarker. We've got to get this biomarker testing done on every single patient that's eligible for treatment. And we want to do this early in their treatment so we can start to think about not only what chemotherapies we want to give our patients, but what targeted therapies we might give kind of in subsequent lines of therapy. And that's what a lot of the talk on HER2 is about, but there are new and even more exciting biomarkers on the horizon. And it just really speaks to the importance of this type of testing.
Absolutely. As a wrap up, anything else you'd like to mention, either about your work in this space or about the activity itself?
Just appreciate, those being interested in how we manage, how we test for these biomarkers in colorectal cancer, how we provide these options for our patients, and just making sure that we improve outcomes as much as we can.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for taking the time today to share all these updates. It's wonderful to hear about, and we're definitely looking forward to hearing the full presentation and hearing more in the webinars as well. So thank you again for your time.
Thanks so much.